Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Alafia, welcome family. Welcome back to the continuation of the all-new feature show, Indigenous Belief Systems. That's right, we're back on task. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani and saying what's up to my new friends, and come on in and have a seat to my old friends. Our chat rooms are open, and we'd like to welcome you there. And we'd like to also let you know that you're in the Care to Read room, and we're coming on a little bit late today. Nevertheless, we are going to be on. We've been speaking about Indigenous belief systems. Now, one of the things I want to point out to you is in our Indigenous belief system, we do believe in oracle readings, the art of divination, and just as you know, in some of our belief systems, we focus in on various different divination systems. And today I'd like to talk to you about the numerology divination system. If you just hold for one brief moment, we'll be back at you in a second. Hold tight, and we'll get back at you in a second and be able to tell you a little bit more about this divination system. Then that's a form of divination too, because they're waiting for an energy to speak to them, to give them direction for the future, which is the same thing. It might be called something different, but relatively it was borrowed from the African race. And there's nothing wrong with the president getting a direction for his life in an oracle reading or a divination reading. And this divination sometimes is done when a child is born to find out what the child's purpose is and the direction that the child should go in. And these are something that should be done in a communal setting. We are Africans, and Africans believe in living in a communal setting. And I want to warn you that we should always take time out for some type of meditation or prayer. Let us take a few minutes for the meditation of the oracles, of believing that the higher force will speak to us. We don't always have to be sending messages out. Sometimes we got to listen to see if the higher force is going to speak to us. So let's take a moment of silence and hear from our higher force. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be doing more with oracle readings now. I'd like to also say that the predominant one that African Americans are looking closer to doing is in the area of the Brazilian divination, which is very closely to Ifa readings. And what I'd like to do is give you a numerology reading and also a Brazilian divination reading. Now, in just arbitrarily looking at numerology, I'm going to use the number 7 because that was a reading that I did a little bit earlier. I won't tell you whose reading it is, but I will read that to you, and you can find that that reading may be conducive to many of you, and a lot of you may actually qualify for that reading. And in the divination reading, there's a process that you must take in order to come up with a solution of a number. And in this reading for the year 7, it reads, the year 7, days of creation, and on the 7th day the Lord rested. 7 years demands detachment, depth, and reduction, and it is a year of some solutions deliberated or involuntarily. It puts questions to you, and you do not yet have the answers. For decision, act on achievement. That will be in year 8. The uneven number 7 relates to the mental, intellectual, and spiritual domain. In this area, you are going to mature. Now that is for the year 7, and it goes on to say, what do you do, or what should you do? The pace is slow, or up and down. It is the time to study, to look for things, and to understand, and to ask yourself what you want, to choose to have your life, and a question yourself. There is the possibility of escape, of traveling in bodies of the mind or out of sawing through the bars of the cage. In other words, you're breaking it loose from something. Things you want to avoid is that don't try to earn money, seize power, or cause a particular situation to happen. Also, it is useless to look ahead or make plans. Year 7 is one of surprise and the unexpected. Now, it does go on to tell you about your art of your work, the couple. And in the art of the work, it says, apart from suddenly transferring, don't expect to make upward progress. Be original, think more about yourself than your work, and don't take any fundamental, don't make any fundamental decisions. Escape from the charitable and sabbatical year. as a couple. It says you are going to ask yourself some questions, perhaps about someone else and certainly about yourself. What is the quality of your love and your feeling? If you are in doubt, you will bring about a tremendous or temporary break if there is the majority problem, and the break will be final. On your own, it says, in year 7, the correct way must be followed. So the year that you should be celibate, have celibacy, and will be good for you. But look out. Not everything is determined. There is something unexpected in the air. Now, this is just an arbitrary reading of a numerology reading. Now, normally we would have a person sit down and ask the question. However, our phone lines are not open, so they can't call in right now to ask the question. But what I will say is that you ought to do a reading periodically for yourself as well as your family. Now, I did say I was going to look at the Brazilian divination. And the Brazilian divination originally borrowed from the Yoruba people of Nigeria. Divinatory games are using kauri shells, which was brought to Brazil by the slaves in the 16th century and 17th century. And hence the name Jogo dos Boas. The game of the kauris and the shells answer your question through the intermediary of the Aurex, of the gods. So Santeria and African Brazilian religion are similar. They use the kauri shells to speak to them, which has a mouth, an opening of the mouth that says yes or says no. And aside with, sometimes they also use coffee beans, but primarily kauri shells and e-kings that have a mouth to speak. And these shells will speak and answer questions that you might have or you might question. There are names like Ishun, Ogun, Shango, Yamanye, the Ejibi twins. And these are some of the actual orishas and deities that speak to you. And as those shells are being thrown, they will turn up with a mouth that speaks, or it will turn down with the butt that has a closed mouth. So, in other words, a priest or a priestess would conduct the reading and ask the question of these shells and to get an answer. And each one of them had their own characteristic, such as Yamanye, the characteristics of a river, of a nurturing woman, and a creek and an ocean, always associated with water. For example, as I look at Ogun, Ogun, you are thinking of an important project, but you are running into difficulty. You will succeed, but only if you are honestly controlling your urge and your strength. An oracle must be overcome or even destroyed. You need courage and perseverance as well as control. Then there is no doubt that you, your effort will be revered or rewarded. Now, that's typical of an Igun reading. And let me see what they say about Yamanye, as her description of Yamanye. And looking at Yamanye, you are protected, she will say, and Yamanye is a lady in yellow, which exemplifies purity, and she is a nurturer. So these are the symbols, or some of the symbols, that are read when doing the reading. Now, because of the sake of time, and our time is up on us, we won't be able to do an actual reading. And if we had someone that was able to speak in a chat room that could ask a question, and then the questions could be answered. However, we don't have anyone in the chat room now. Now, let me also kind of bridge the gap of what I was speaking about earlier before we interrupted our airwaves to talk about things that are going on in our community, I'll ask that you take a short pause here, and we will come right back at you. Just hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent. Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Welcome back, family. The short intermission that I had